As loath as I am to point out something that you potentially have wrong.
Oh, don't give me the loathe line. You love pointing stuff out that I stuff up.
Of course I do. That's what we do. You love pointing out stuff that I stuff up. That's what we do.
Well, especially when I was away. Yeah, anyway.
But go We're on. Australian.
Explain.
I am, you are, we are Australian. That's exactly what we do. Well, yesterday we were having, we were chatting about terms of endearment, you know, the little things people call each other, and you're having a bit of a go at me for saying, calling people diddle and doodle and darl and all that sort of stuff.
It's just a bit icky for me. It's, I don't know.
And you call guys, you tend to call guys brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the Zinc family to have a listen to what you said yesterday. Have a little sneaky peek at this.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's probably your term of endearment that you use for people.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, you say brother. You don't say sister for girls, though, do
no,
you?
No, no, no.
Oh, you say darling. You
no,
do.
No, I've never said darling.
No, you do. I'm sure I've heard you say darling to people over the phone. When you're getting off the phone to them.
No, I've never say darling.
I think you do.
I even say to girls, and I have said to girls brother too, just as that general term of, I never said darling. No,
you do. You do. You say it without even knowing. Anyway, this one.
Do not.
Do not.
I don't.
And so you are still hanging strong. You're adamant.
I don't say darling to anyone.
You never. Okay, well, my darling, Bilko, I'd like you to have a listen.
You're sounding like my year five
teacher.
Well,
I was actually, see, when we were talking about it yesterday and having that disagreement, I was thinking, oh, maybe you just do it when you're getting off the phone and you're off the microphones. But I'd like you to have a little listen to something I was listening back to with our boss after the show yesterday when you were talking to one of our favourites, Lee. So have a listen to this.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Oh, let's put in
Play the first one.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're talking to Lee. We were having a chat to her about school plays and what you're in and yada, yada, yada. So she was giving us a rendition of her in the school choir.
That woman ain't no high-class broad.
Shania, eat your heart out.
That's amazing, Lee.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. You say it all the time.
Okay, that's...
And I'm not having a go. I actually think it's lovely. Like, you know what I'm like. I've got no issue whatsoever if someone says to me, hey, babe, hey, darling, none whatsoever at all.
Well, our good mate Phil from Curra calls you, darling.
Oh, Phil calls me, darling. I love it. But I know it's not for everyone. Not everyone necessarily. Some women take offence to that. Some guys don't want to be called mate. But you say it all the time. It just cracked me up. That you'd actually say it on air. And often you'll, you know, get people on the phone and you'll say, oh, Lee, darling, how are you? I just like, are you shocked?
I am because it's something that's come out of my mouth without me realising. I yesterday was saying black and blue and I still can't believe when you present the evidence to me that I've gone down that track of saying darling. I really don't want to because I love using people's names. That's probably the preferred way to communicate with someone, but I don't know. It just feels for me, I'm putting them down a little bit.
Why? It's a term of affection.
And also, it's probably something you know Phil uses a car, and my dad's used it, you know, over the years. And so probably it stems from not me wanting to be like my dad. I don't want to feel like an old dude.
Mm.
You know,
you don't want to feel like an old dude. Some of the words that come out of your mouth, I have to go back to biblical and call Noah and say, what does this mean?
What are you talking about?
You use old words all the time.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you,
Thank
darling.
Thank you, darling.
Well, there you go. I know. Okay. I was actually shocked that you could not believe that you say it because
you've
genuinely say it all the time. And look, I just think it's one of your little crutch words. I've got plenty. I get so annoyed when I listen back to myself. Because I'll say absolutely
the time. You do.
I'll say you know. I say wow. But a lot of people have those crutch terms, don't they? Those crutch words that just sort of come out without them even realising all the time.
It's the word you use when, say, someone gives you a prezi or you're surprised. And, you know, you're like, am I really wowed by this? But you go, wow.
Yeah, wow.
There's no real conviction behind it.
Yeah.
Or do you go, oh, it's what I've always wanted. yeah.
No. Well, I think it's more, So for me, I would say my biggest crutch word is probably absolutely. I'd love to know what the Zinc family, plenty of people would have them. What are your crutch words, Zinc family? Obviously, Bilko's is darling.
Thank you, darling.
Mine's absolutely. What are your crutch words? Or dob someone else in. Good morning, Phil.
Good Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, darling. Thank you.
There you go. See, oh, Phil uses darling.
No, I know. I love that. I love it.
Is that your crutch word, Phil, darling, is it?
No, mate. When Chris was alive, my wife, I used to call her Blossom.
Oh, that's cute.
That's actually a nice one. Why?
Because, Ella, I can imagine, I haven't met Ella yet, but I can imagine, or your wife yet, but I can imagine when the kids or you speak to your wife, her face would blossom just like a beautiful flower.
Aww.
That's beautiful,
that's
Phil.
That's so lovely.
I'm going to call Ness Blossom.
I'd imagine Ali's girls would be, and her face would be the same.
Well, that's very sweet, Phil. You always make our day when you call.
I don't think it'd go down well.
Beautiful things.
I don't think it'd go down well though if I called women around the office Blossom, or
mate,
if I did that.
I wouldn't care
on the phone to people. No, thank you, Phil, for sharing that. That's
thanks,
beautiful.
Thanks, Phil.
Who else is here? Oh, Emily, darling. I can't bring her up
yet. What's wrong with Elfie?
Wilco, you've called me darling for years.
There you go. And you know what? He doesn't even realise. He actually just did it right then.
Oh, I feel sorry, Emily.
Absolutely, he did. And my crutch word is absolutely.
Oh, is it? Oh, I love it.
Spirit in Ali. And do you feel bad that I'm calling you darling? I feel bad that that's come out of my mouth.
No, not at all. To be honest, with me, in my industry, I work with the elderly and I use darling and sweetie and everything all the time. Apparently you're not supposed to, but that's just the way the elderly speak. Sorry, Bilko.
Yeah.
You're calling me elderly? I'm only 53.
Oh, close, nearly as old as my dad. So.
It's just what you get in the habit of, isn't it? I mean, I was saying to Bilko, I was saying yesterday, a friend of mine, Juanita, she's in her 30s and she calls everyone dear.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite...
I think it's quite nice, actually, quite sweet.
I do too.
I think a lot of younger girls and women might actually say, you know what, don't, you know, it's a put-down term, use my name. That sort of worries me a little bit.
I understand you saying that.
Stepping into the familiarity a bit too much, you know.
Yeah, you just got to gauge the room, don't you? Pick your audience.
Yeah, but I think these young people nowadays are just too thin-skinned and they don't have the respect that we were brought up with.
Yes. Mm. Agree with you, Emily. But thank you for supporting me and not coming down on me on that. I love it. Have a good day, buddy.
Oh, there you go. He's throwing a buddy in there. He's going to be working really hard at this.
Yeah, you bet I am. I'm going to make sure I don't say the D word anymore. It's buddy, brother, sister. I'm going to consciously work on that for the next little bit.
But then you'll find some. This is the difficulty, isn't it? You'll find someone that doesn't like buddy.
Oh,
see, I call guys mate, buddy. Yeah, I don't know.
Who doesn't like a buddy?
I think it's just about respecting what people do and don't like. So if someone actually says to you, look, I'm not okay with that, you just take it on board.
Move on, exactly, which we're doing now.
You can call me darling anytime you want.